Why people feel comfortable talking to some people. Have you ever noticed how some people seem to possess a magnetic quality that makes everyone around them feel at ease? Whether in a boardroom, at a social gathering, or during a casual conversation, certain individuals create an atmosphere where others naturally open up, share their thoughts, and feel genuinely heard. This phenomenon isn't accidental, it's the result of specific psychological and communication patterns that some people naturally exhibit or have deliberately cultivated. Understanding why people feel comfortable talking to certain individuals is crucial for anyone looking to improve their leadership skills, build stronger relationships, or enhance their professional effectiveness. The ability to make others feel at ease is not just a social nicety, it's a powerful tool that can transform teams, negotiations, and personal connections. In our interconnected world, where communication skills often determine success, mastering the art of creating comfort in conversations has become an essential competency. The psychological mechanisms behind interpersonal comfort are complex and multifaceted. When we examine this phenomenon closely, we discover that it involves a combination of verbal communication, nonverbal cues, emotional intelligence, and genuine care for others' well-being. Research into social psychology reveals that our comfort levels with different people are influenced by factors ranging from shared values and communication styles to subtle behavioral patterns we may not even consciously notice. The psychology of interpersonal comfort. At its core, feeling comfortable with someone is about psychological safety, the belief that we can express ourselves without fear of judgment, ridicule, or negative consequences. This concept, pioneered in organizational psychology, extends far beyond workplace dynamics to encompass all human interactions. When people feel psychologically safe, they're more likely to share ideas, ask questions, admit mistakes, and engage in meaningful dialogue. The question, "How come I automatically feel comfortable talking to only certain people?" touches on the automatic, often subconscious nature of this phenomenon. Our brains are constantly processing microsignals from others' facial expressions, tone of voice, body language, and word choices. When these signals align with patterns associated with safety and acceptance, we naturally lower our defenses and open ourselves to connection. This selective comfort isn't arbitrary, it's based on our past experiences, cultural background, personality traits, and deeply held beliefs about human nature. Some people trigger our comfort responses because they remind us of positive relationships from our past, while others may inadvertently activate our defense mechanisms. Understanding this process helps us recognize both our own patterns and how we might be affecting others in our interactions. Key traits that foster conversational comfort. People who consistently make others feel comfortable typically exhibit several key characteristics that transcend cultural and social boundaries. These individuals understand that effective communication is as much about listening as it is about speaking. They demonstrate genuine curiosity about others, ask thoughtful questions, and provide their full attention during conversations. One of the most significant traits is emotional validation. Comfortable communicators acknowledge others' feelings and perspectives without immediately jumping to judgment or trying to fix problems. They create space for people to express themselves authentically, which is particularly important in our fast-paced world where many feel unheard or misunderstood. Social skills discussions often highlight how rare and valuable this quality has become in modern interactions. Another crucial element is consistency in behavior and emotional regulation. People feel comfortable with those who are predictable in their responses, not boring or unchanging, but reliable in their kindness, fairness, and emotional stability. This consistency builds trust over time and allows others to relax, knowing they won't face unexpected hostility or dramatic mood swings. Comfortable communicators also demonstrate what psychologists call unconditional positive regard, a basic respect for others as human beings, regardless of their opinions, backgrounds, or circumstances. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything someone says, but rather maintaining dignity and respect even during disagreements or difficult conversations. The dark side, why some people make us uncomfortable. To fully understand comfort in communication, we must also examine its opposite. Certain behaviors and attitudes consistently make people feel uneasy, anxious, or defensive in conversations. These include interrupting, dominating conversations, showing little interest in others' perspectives, or displaying judgmental attitudes. Uncomfortable communicators often exhibit what researchers call conversational narcissism, the tendency to turn every interaction back to themselves, their experiences, or their opinions. They may ask questions not out of genuine interest, but as setups for their own stories or viewpoints. This pattern leaves others feeling unheard and unimportant, naturally creating distance and discomfort. Another significant factor is emotional volatility or unpredictability. When people can't gauge how someone might react to their words or ideas, they naturally become cautious and guarded. This uncertainty prevents the relaxed, open communication that characterizes comfortable interactions. The 9 subtle habits of comfortable communicators. Psychology research has identified specific behavioral patterns that distinguish people who consistently create comfort in their interactions. These habits are often subtle but tremendously powerful in their cumulative effect. First, they practice active listening with their entire being, not just their ears, but their eyes, body language, and emotional presence. They resist the urge to formulate responses while others are speaking, instead focusing completely on understanding the speaker's message and emotions. Second, they use inclusive language that brings people into conversations rather than excluding them. They avoid jargon, inside jokes, or references that might make others feel left out. Their word choices create bridges rather than barriers between people. Third, they demonstrate patience with silence and processing time. Rather than rushing to fill every pause with words, they allow natural rhythms in conversation and give others time to gather their thoughts. This patience signals respect for others' thinking processes and creates a more relaxed conversational atmosphere. Fourth, they show genuine curiosity through follow-up questions and detailed attention to others' responses. Their questions dig deeper rather than jumping to new topics, demonstrating real interest in understanding others' experiences and perspectives. Leadership communication and creating comfort. In leadership contexts, the ability to create conversational comfort becomes even more critical. Leaders who master this skill find that their teams are more innovative, honest, and engaged. Effective leadership communication requires creating an environment where people feel safe to share bad news, propose unconventional ideas, or admit when they don't understand something. Great leaders understand that their position can intimidate others, and they actively work to mitigate this power dynamic. They might share their own uncertainties, ask for input genuinely, or admit when they've made mistakes. This vulnerability doesn't diminish their authority. Instead, it humanizes them and makes others more comfortable engaging authentically. Strategic communication in leadership also involves reading the room and adjusting communication style to meet others where they are emotionally and intellectually. A skilled leader might be more direct with some team members while taking a gentler approach with others, always with the goal of maximizing understanding and comfort. During challenging situations, the ability to maintain conversational comfort becomes even more crucial. When leaders must deliver difficult news or make unpopular decisions, those who can maintain respect and openness in their communication help their teams process and adapt more effectively than those who become defensive or closed off. Communication under pressure. One of the true tests of comfortable communication skills comes during high-pressure situations. How people communicate when stakes are high reveals their true character and skill level. Those who maintain their ability to create comfort even under stress demonstrate exceptional emotional intelligence and communication mastery. Pressure situations often bring out people's defense mechanisms. They might become more aggressive, withdrawn, or controlling in their communication. However, individuals skilled in creating comfort have learned to recognize these patterns in themselves and others, allowing them to maintain their supportive communication style even when facing challenges. These situations also test authenticity. When pressure mounts, it becomes harder to maintain facades or pretend to care about others. People can sense when someone's concern is genuine versus when it's performative, and this authenticity becomes even more important during difficult times. Building and developing comfort creating skills. The good news about communication comfort is that it's largely learnable. While some people may have natural advantages due to their upbringing or personality, anyone can develop these skills with awareness and practice. Comprehensive communication development involves both understanding the theory behind human interaction and practicing new behaviors consistently. One of the most effective ways to develop these skills is through self-reflection and feedback. Recording yourself in conversations, with permission, asking trusted friends for honest feedback, or working with a communication coach can provide valuable insights into your current patterns and areas for improvement. Another crucial aspect is developing emotional intelligence, the ability to recognize, understand, and manage both your own emotions and those of others. This includes learning to read nonverbal cues, understanding how different personalities prefer to communicate, and developing empathy for others' perspectives and experiences. Practice is essential, but it must be intentional practice. Simply having more conversations won't necessarily improve your comfort-creating abilities. Instead, focus on specific skills like asking better questions, listening more actively, or managing your own emotional reactions during difficult discussions. The business impact of comfortable communication. In professional settings, the ability to create conversational comfort translates directly into business results. Teams with psychologically safe communication environments show higher levels of innovation, faster problem solving, and better employee retention. Customers are more likely to trust and buy from people who make them feel comfortable and understood. Sales professionals who master comfort-creating communication find that their clients are more willing to share their real needs, concerns, and budget constraints. This openness leads to better solutions and stronger long-term relationships. Similarly, managers who create comfort in their interactions often discover problems earlier, receive more honest feedback, and maintain higher team morale. Negotiators who can create comfort while maintaining their positions often achieve better outcomes for all parties. When people feel respected and heard, they're more likely to look for win-win solutions rather than approaching negotiations as zero-sum games. Cultural considerations and universal principles. While the fundamental human need for comfort in communication is universal, the specific behaviors that create comfort can vary significantly across cultures. What feels respectful and welcoming in one culture might feel inappropriate or uncomfortable in another. Successful communicators develop cultural intelligence alongside their general communication skills. However, certain principles seem to transcend cultural boundaries: respect for others, genuine interest in their well-being, patience with differences, and consistency in behavior. These foundational attitudes create a base level of comfort that can be adapted to specific cultural contexts. The challenge in our globalized world is learning to read and adapt to different cultural communication styles while maintaining authenticity. This requires both knowledge about different cultures and the flexibility to adjust your communication approach without compromising your core values or personality. Conclusion. Understanding why people feel comfortable talking to some individuals reveals fundamental truths about human nature and effective communication. It's not about charisma or natural talent, it's about genuine care for others, emotional intelligence, and learnable communication skills. The people who consistently create comfort in their interactions have developed habits and mindsets that prioritize others' well-being and create psychological safety. In our increasingly connected yet often impersonal world, the ability to create genuine human comfort in communication becomes a superpower. Whether you're leading a team, building customer relationships, or simply wanting to create deeper personal connections, developing these skills will serve you throughout your life. The journey to becoming someone others feel comfortable talking to begins with self-awareness and a genuine commitment to others' well-being. It requires patience with yourself as you develop new habits and the humility to continuously learn from your interactions. Most importantly, it demands that you see every conversation as an opportunity to create a small pocket of safety and understanding in another person's day. As you work on developing these abilities, remember that perfection isn't the goal, authenticity and consistency are. People don't need you to be flawless, they need you to be genuine, present, and caring. When you can offer these qualities consistently, you'll find that others naturally gravitate toward you, opening up in ways that surprise and delight both of you. In mastering the art of comfortable communication, you're not just improving your own effectiveness, you're contributing to a more connected and understanding world.